Meteorologist Joe Bastardi here, the American Storm and the American Storm podcast. We had to take a week off last week due to, I believe, Reggie playing ball.
Yeah, but we had chaos.
We had chaos developed last week, which is something I tend to enjoy. Because Lord knows I don't have control of anything. That's Jeff Byers, the famed voice of Penn State wrestling, now an auctioneer, I hear.
Of sorts, yeah. Yes.
And we have the American girl with us, Jessie.
Hello.
So she says hi. And I always say I'm going to try to get this podcast so it's like streamlined a little bit better.
There you go.
So, first of all, we'll start with the joke of the day. You know, I'm having trouble with jokes. I can't remember them. I can't remember them at all. I can't figure out why. I hear a couple of good jokes every day. But anyway, let me do this one. This lady dies and she goes to heaven, and she meets Saint Peter at the pearly gates, and Saint Peter says, well, you got one thing you left to do. You got to spell a word. And she goes, well, what's the word? He goes, love. And she goes, L-O-V-E. And she goes, right? But St. Peter says, hey, listen, why don't you just hang out here? I got to go in the back. And if someone comes up, just give them the same test. Well, lo and behold, she's at the gate and her ex-husband shows up.
Oh, boy.
Right? And she goes, what are you doing here? He goes, I had a heart attack and die. Is this heaven? She goes, yeah, but you got to spell a word to get in. He goes, okay, what's the word? Czechoslovakia.
Oh, no.
All right.
That sounds about
okay,
right.
So, all right. So anyway, I decided on the American Storm this week. Jeff's actually laughing at
that. That was a good one.
I decided to ask a question on Twitter. What do you want us to talk about? Or what do you have a question, right? And there were some interesting questions. That one guy just said, you're always wrong. Right? So, and then I looked and I said, I wonder how many followers this guy has.
Always. Like,
wait,
wrong.
When did you ask that? When did you post that question?
I posted it earlier in the week, and I also posted it twice right. Tonight.
Okay. Well, okay. I just want to find the one from earlier. Okay. So, anyways, continue.
So,
sorry.
So anyway, and then there was another guy, and this is the second time he's done it, so he got the block, right? How are you voting for a man who's been accused of rape 25 times?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, well, first of all, he doesn't know who I'm voting for, though people naturally assume I'd vote that way. But if I recall, a current president and another president, and interestingly enough, the uncle of a current candidate, they're all known for, you know, doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
So it comes down to, listen, if you're listening, it comes down to policy. All right. I can't help who's carrying the flag, but if I know what they stand for, at least I'll be able to sort of figure that out. There's been a lot going on with the weather. All right. So we weren't on last week. Those of you who follow me on Twitter know how fired up I was about the severe weather and all the stuff that was going to go off in the plains. And what was interesting is up until the outbreak was about a five-day outbreak where we had over 150 tornadoes. Up until that, we were only running at 80% of normal so far. We were below normal. That brought us above normal. Now, looking down the road here, there may not be that much activity relative to averages during the month of May, because May, the front 10 days, we could still have a lot. There's a lot of rain falling in the plains. We have very, very cold air, just ridiculously cold air over the northwest part of the country. I mean, they're going to be skiing till Memorial Day, and it would not surprise me if someone tries to stay open out there just for a novelty. Open up on July 4th because of all the cold air that is in the Pacific Northwest. And this is the second time, this is the second year in a row this happened. And what's interesting is the models really, really, from the climate models, really busting on it. They had a very, very warm look to May in the Northwest part of the country. And that's not going to happen. They had a very warm look also in the Northeast, and certainly the next 10 days or so, that's going to be the case. By the way, I got a question from Jeff's co-partner in crime on the Fox. How did it get so warm so fast, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to see the same thing happen this week. This weekend's going to be cool, and then it'll be very, very warm again Monday here in State College, Pennsylvania. But what happens is, and it's very interesting that the artificial intelligence model out of Europe has been forecasting it to get very cold May 10th through 15th. So much so that the mountains in New York and New England may snow again. And I'm noticing some of the other models are starting to see that. Now, I've been sort of running a case study on it, on WeatherBell. And you see some of it, for those who follow me on Twitter, you see me talking about it. Because there's so much hype with this artificial intelligence model about how it can pick out extremes. Well, let's see if it does with this, because it said between May 10th and 15th, it essentially is saying it was going to be very, very cold by May 10th in the Northeast. And other models are now starting to see that mid-May is going to be quite cold, including the fact that we may have to deal with another frost around here before it's all over. Now, I don't think it'll be like 2020 yet. But it's astounding looking at some of the stuff that I look at here. Okay, we just had tremendous rains in Kenya and in Saudi Arabia. And you say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, we're predicting a hurricane season from hell, similar to 2020. Well, guess what was going on in 2020 in that particular area of the world? Same kind of thing was going on. And this has to do... it's giving you a signal that the Indian Ocean, the Indian Ocean monsoon, is starting early. And when that starts early, it's usually a big Atlantic hurricane season. In addition, when you look at the month of May, it is always a month, if you're going to have a big hurricane season, there's an upper air trough buckling into the eastern part of the United States sometime during the month. 2008, 2005, 2020. And when I bring up 2020, I remember it well. We had our peach crop wiped out here. We had temperatures in the 20s, with this cold outbreak. So these things are linked to some extent. And I'm talking a lot of weather off the bat here so people understand what's going on. National Weather Service put out their forecast. They put out their guidance. The whole country has an above normal probability of being warm, which, fine, that's what we said back in March. WeatherBell had that. So, and we actually predict temperatures, all right? And that can be a humbling experience because then you get scored as opposed to a probability where, if it's 1 degree above normal, 2 degrees above normal, who the heck cares? Michael Mann has put out his hurricane forecast. As of now, it would figure it's the only one that has more storms than I do. He has 33 storms, but listen to this. It's a range of 27 to 39.
Well, there you go.
Well, he has a 12-storm range on basically about 35% of the mean is a range. And I'm like, what the heck is that? That's like the great Paul Knight, who used to be a meteorologist on Weather World and one of my favorites. He used to always laugh at that. Now, we have a range of 5, and we have 25 to 30. So our range is less than 50% of his and is more defined, and we show people what's going on. The Weather Channel, I think, has 23. AccuWeather 23 or Colorado State 24, but all of them blended together add up to what WeatherBell has. So
there you go.
And ours came out in December. I put it out. It was Jessie's birthday gift. I put it out on her birthday.
Yeah, it was the best birthday gift ever.
Now, just what she was hoping for.
Let's switch it to climate. Let's remember that what's going to happen this summer is Joe Biden is threatening to issue a climate emergency. Now, 2 years ago, I wrote about this on CFACT. And looking back at it, I said he's going to declare a climate emergency. Looking back at it, it's too quick because I did not realize that it would be more effective for him if he did it during an election year, right? And he's going to have plenty of ammo with the hurricane season. And, of course, as soon as it gets hot, you know, people will be – the Washington Post was going out of their mind the other day because something we predicted a week away actually occurred. It hit 90 at one of the weather stations around Washington. And I'm sitting there going, it's hit 94 in State College on Easter Sunday. They're just unbelievable, that group down there. I mean, I look at their stuff, and it's not the meteorologist in the Capitol Weather Gang. It's their climate. They're called people who write on climate, all right? And they all seem to go to the Al Gore School of Truth. You know, Al Gore screaming and yelling at the WEF about the ocean is boiling, right? The ocean cannot be boiling because the air is warming it, all right? The air is warming because the oceans, right? I would like just one time someone to stand up in the audience and say, could you please explain how the feedback of CO2 to 1 millimeter of a body of water that's averages 14,000 feet deep and covers 3/4 of the ocean is leading to the ocean warming. I just would love to see that, someone do that. But it's amazing no one will bother doing it. And if you do, you're labeled as a... you're labeled as a wacko. I found out why Weather Bell is banned from Wikipedia.
It's even worse than that. But by applying science, you'll be called a science denier.
That's a Weather Bell. Weather Bell's hurricane forecast never shows up on Wikipedia. We have been much more comprehensive, out in front first. We've been very accurate on our forecast relative to what hurricanes can do. For instance, last year, the area where there was nothing going on, that's what we had. The El Nino most certainly did affect last hurricane season. It kept the Gulf and the Caribbean clean, and people go, oh, Idalia. But Idalia was not a major hurricane when it hit the U.S. I don't care what anybody says. All right, they can't find the wind, the actual verified wind, and radar winds or Doppler winds are different. If the storm is weakening, those winds do not get down to the surface. And I've been in an argument for 3 decades. Actually, the argument that I put forth on that came from the National Hurricane Center. Bob Case and Gil Clark, one of their methods of estimating wind was if the storm is intensifying rapidly, 90% to 95% of the wind at flight level will get down to the surface. If the storm is weakening, it could be as little as 50%. So you could have 130-mile-an-hour flight level winds, but they're only getting to the surface at 65 or 70, which is exactly what happened with Idalia. But in any case, we had the opposite. Now, where did I get this little piece of Wikipedia information? I was listening to Glenn Beck the other day, and the Wikipedia person says, we shade climate deniers. In other words, they don't want to give, I'm sure they, if you put Weather Bell on, it would say something in Wikipedia. But our forecast never shows up. They put everybody in the kitchen sink in there, but every single one of them is either neutral on it or doesn't say anything about it, or they're known climate pushers. All right. So it's very interesting because I've been suspecting this stuff is going on. And Mark Morano, who's a good buddy of mine, some of you have heard him, he tells me he doesn't even see my tweets, right? And I'll tweet 20 times a day easily, right? So it's interesting. I don't know what Elon's up to, but the algorithms are still working to try to keep this stuff off.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing what...
Yeah,
how they can construct arguments so that they aren't even heard, let alone debated.
It's a crazy situation, and I don't know if we've gone. I was in a debate the other day, and a lot of the some of the guys are really mad at me at my side of the issue. Because Roy Spencer just put out a great paper on CO2 and this and that. And and he says, I want opinions on this. And I said, it doesn't make a difference. To see, we're all fighting on the wrong. We have all this science and all this other stuff. And one guy, Greg Wrightstone, is a great guy. He's the head of the CO2 coalition. He's exactly spot on right what he says. He goes, we're winning. And I go, no, we're not winning. We're winning the scientific argument, but it's not making a difference because, well, only 5% of the people say this is important to them. It doesn't matter. I keep trying to tell people that. And today I got a letter from the Heartland Institute. And they said, you know, it's our Congress people we got to get to and all this. I wrote back. I said, Jim Lakely, I said, I've been for 3 years, and our guy over here, he won't give me the time of day if I write him on climate. Our congressman over here, Glenn Thompson, I've written him several times. Crickets, all right? So they don't really care. Now, you know, as far as Center County goes, Glenn does an unbelievable job. But, you know, you got to step your level up when the darn country, the nail in the coffin is climate controls, which, of course, is what Biden's going to see. You know, it's interesting watching, you know, the riots going on and all this other stuff. I think they want chaos. I really do. I've made that statement a couple years ago that I don't believe. I believe somehow the other martial law is going to be declared, and everybody looks at me like a complete wacko and all this other stuff. But why do you continually keep going to, why would you be flying refugees from Gaza into the United States when they obviously all hate us? Why? There's been over 350,000 people flown clandestinely into this country from other, I mean, and see, my theory is, and I wrote this on CFACT, stay calm, say nothing, or don't snap out. See, I believe, you know, how many times do you hear about, when was the last time a MAGA Republican did what happened on these campuses over the past, or shot up some cops in Charlotte, killed four cops? When was the last time? And yet all we hear about is MAGA Republicans. And so it's my theory, which is really weird, because don't you want to be great? Right? Okay. But I mean, I have the MAGA Democrats make America grovel again. How about that? Let's use that one. But all I'm trying to say is it's almost as if, let's see if we can incite something and pin it on them. Like, I think January 6th, for instance, I don't think it was an insurrection. I think it was a riot. But, you know, that kind of thing has been done before, you know, sort of planning stuff.
The fact that all these people protesting on the Columbia campuses are apparently not even students?
Yeah.
I haven't been following that. I've just been kind of checked out. Why? I think the timing is interesting. Like, but what I'm saying is, like, yeah, it absolutely doesn't shock me that a lot of them are not even people who are affiliated with these.
I mean, think how many
just
people.
Just as an example.
Think
Sorry,
how many
ahead.
People in this country believe that out of the 2,000 people at the Capitol, most of them went into the building. There were 200 wackos that stormed the building and was doing stuff.
They weren't armed, though. So
Yeah. I don't understand how the heck a rational human being would believe that those 200 people, that Trump was going to come in and take control of the armed forces. The generals all hate him anyway, you know, from what I understand. I don't understand. It doesn't pass the smell test. But it's just been accepted so much, and it's just a crazy thing. Look at even with this thing, and again, folks, this ties into what you see in climate. This is, it's just, the more I study it, the more I believe they're just lies and distortions, and that there are actually some guys on that side of the issue that are sort of trying to, I better say some things that in case this goes the other way, I sound right. Like, there's a couple of guys that said, well, there's no way that kind of warming could have just been caused by man-made warming all of a sudden, right? So there's some people trying to at least appear reasonable, yeah. All right, with this whole thing. But I sit there, I look at this. I mean, when you see all these college campuses with the same color tents and they all have prepared Palestinian posters, do you say to yourself, well, how the heck did they do that so fast and so coordinated? And that's what I'm saying, that there's a whole thing going on here. And I'll tell you what, with this AI, things are really going to get kind of crazy. All right. And I'm not talking about this trough deepening into the east. But again, for those of you who listen to this, all I'm asking you to do, and like I always say, don't believe me because I'm an opinionated person and I'm not always right, as I've been reminded in the Twitter. But I want you to think for yourself. Like, does that really make sense? Like, for instance, guy, this whole Jean Carroll thing. All right, we got to believe the woman. Why didn't we believe Tara Reid? And why did George Stephanopoulos have the bimbo patrol or whatever the heck he was talking about with all those women that came forward on Clinton? All right, I don't understand. See, that's what I don't understand. I'm not saying that makes whatever happened with Trump correct. All right, I'm saying, well, what are you doing over here? So if someone comes out of the woodwork 30 years later and says this happened, but no one saw it or whatever, I'm saying, well, why? Okay, let's pretend you're Donald Trump 30 years ago. You have a kajillion dollars. You have a swanky hotel across the street. What are you doing? Oh, let's just go into a closet in Bergdorf's or whatever it is, right? The things that don't make sense and the lack of common sense is kind of strange. Look what's leaking out today. The reports on, the vax can cause strokes. It's coming, right? The other thing is that, it may have come from the Wuhan lab. Just think about all those people that had it mandated, had to fight to keep their job or whatever. Then, the other thing is the aforementioned President Trump, I don't understand him either. He just makes unforced errors. Yeah, the last thing you want to do is debate RFK Jr. on the facts. He will just take them and just tear them into pieces. And I'll tell you why. The guy knows what he's talking about. He knows the facts. And it's just crazy. Like, if I were Trump, I'd just say, I got it to market. Look at how fast I got it to market so that you would have had the choice because I would have never mandated it. Bang, that's your winning position because there are a lot of people. I think you know people, and I know people, too, that they're not happy that they took that vax.
For sure.
All right? I mean, because they're suffering from it. I mean, we had a chiropractor here. He's healthy as a horse, and his whole life turned around. So the common thread is all this I'm talking about. And getting back to what I do, climate. It's just crazy in that. All right, John Kerry. What is John Kerry doing? That guy got a D in geology. Al Gore flunks out of divinity school. They're both washed up. I mean, they're the exact kind of people that are sort of demonized today because of their old.
What about
and old.
Greta? Like, even someone like Greta, like, I don't understand. Sometimes people attack you because you don't have your master's or something, or your doctorate or something. And then we have someone like Greta, who is an authority on climate. Or John Kerry, like, it's just...
Yeah, it's crazy that I get, about the people that I go, do you realize for 50 years of experience...
I know, but you also have your degree.
Yeah, but 50 years of studying the weather and being obsessed with it, and you got a guy, he could write any equation he wants up on the board, and I certainly admire anyone that gets a PhD in, like, the physical sciences. And I'm not talking about PhDs and some of the other stuff. I don't get that. Listen, there are certain curriculums that I look at. I said, I could get a PhD in that, right? I couldn't get a PhD in meteorology. I'm not smart enough for it as far as that goes. But forecasting the weather And meteorology, remember, the weather only occurs in 10% of the entire atmosphere, okay? Meteorology is a study of the entire thing, and it takes a lot of, really a lot of brain power to do it. I'm always amazed, like Dr. Sobel or Dr. Myers or these guys, they don't think it's any big deal that they got a PhD. Are you crazy? You know, like, the crazy thing is that you forecast every day. I mean, I'd have to be God to be right every day. I'd have to be God to be right most of, like, you know, almost all the time. The thing is that I get so on top of things that, you know, I try to pattern the way I forecast the way Cale Sanderson wrestled, except I was forecasting that way. I wasn't wrestling that way, but I was forecasting that way. You'd be relentless. You keep coming. You keep coming. No matter what, and you understand that you're going to get knocked down, get right back up, and get right back in it. You know, I mean, I understand. I sort of have a screw loose, but again, there's a lot big going on with the whole weather scene, climate scene. I'm just putting out the warning that this hurricane season, and what the ultimate irony will be, is, and I guess it'll just lead to me writing a bunch of blogs. Left and right, is that we had it first, Weatherbell, and I'm a known skeptic, all right? And because it's covered up all over the place, it's not put on Wikipedia, it's not, you know, guess what? It's like I never really said it. And that's where my spirituality has to come in, where I say, you want to know something? It doesn't matter what the crowd is saying. You better just do what you're made to do in front of your Heavenly Father. And that calms me down, all right? Just like, if people say to me, you're very pessimistic about something, I think I'm a realist, you know? I get into these, like I said, the guys on my, oh, we're winning. No, we're not, right? We may be winning on what you think is going to turn the tide. See, they believe, the guys on my side of the issue, you know what they believe? They believe if we show them all this evidence, they will come around and believe it, the general public. I'm like, I live next to a university. There's no way that that's happening. And we're a relatively tranquil university here overall. So, you know, this is going to be big coming up. It's going to climate control over a period of several years with the mandating of EVs. Jeff, it's crazy. Do you realize that an 18 wheeler, the battery in the front of an 18 wheeler has to be about 15 to 18,000 pounds? It's 10 times as heavy as a front. Now what's that? You guys, you ever drive down the highway and they have the weigh stations for the trucks? What the heck are we going to do? We have to build all new roads.
I feel
roads.
Like they're probably engineering ways to mitigate that. I don't know. Let's not pretend that we're all Tesla truck engineers over here. You know, I don't know. Like, yeah, like maybe the infrastructure isn't good for it right now, but I wouldn't go into criticizing something we aren't very aware of. Like there's a different, like, I think criticizing personal transportation is different than starting to criticize, like, big, giant semi-trucks, because we just don't know that science
technology. The problem is not...
I know, but I was just saying, you were getting into the legit, the engineering of it. And I'm like, okay, we're not Tesla engineers.
You think by 2032 they're going to solve this problem?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying let's not criticize something we don't know anything about, semi-truck. Electric semi-truck engineering.
I know something about it.
About
yeah, yeah. Okay. Because I have people.
Well, the size, the environmental problems that those are going. I mean, that's to me the great irony. Still,
I wouldn't speak if I didn't know.
All of this stuff. Yeah, all of this stuff is being presented as this is going to solve any environmental problems, and it is adding to. If we actually go through and. Yes, mandate the EVs across the board. You're exactly right. With the truck transportation, the environmental disaster on the other side of that is we don't even
We're strip mining.
We don't begin to understand the impact that we're having.
See, now, my take is, yeah, go ahead and develop it. And if the technology catches up, then that's fine. But what I'm against is, and what happens is...
And if the demand is there, even if the technology is there, if the consumers aren't interested in it, they keep making the comparison, and it is as inaccurate a comparison as you could possibly do. It's like, well, the horse and buggy, you know, eventually went to the cars. No, there was the demand for the cars. It's like, oh, well, this is superior to the horse and buggy. This is clearly inferior to the vehicles that we have now, where you can go with the infrastructure we have. You can go from Pennsylvania to California if you have enough drivers in your vehicle nonstop. You cannot do that with the EV vehicles. This is going from a car to the horse and buggy.
And
pretending that the American people somehow are, yeah, no, this is what we want.
It's exactly right. And by the way, I actually talked to Tucker Carlson about this when I was on with him. And then he got Dr. Willie Soon to do a backup on it.
By the way, it's going to a horse and buggy that is much more harmful to the environment than the horse and buggy.
Yeah,
just to throw that in.
Yeah, well, what happened to all those horses? They had to burn them somehow.
Yeah,
but the whole thing with fossil fuels, they're not fossil fuels. They're developed deep into the earth. There is some of that, but it was all the Rockefellers realizing right off the bat how popular they were, and that they needed to drive the price up. So they called them, you know, we only have a finite amount of them. And I was wondering, and what happens is that, Jesse, when you said, how do you know, I get emailed so much stuff from
PhDs. I'm just talking
PhDs.
About, I know, okay, but what I'm saying is I'm just talking about how, like, you can't count out the amazing a possibility of engineering that people like the level of expert, like, yeah, I'm sure semi trucks are too heavy right now, but what I was saying is, like, you can't cannot count out the fact that, yeah, they're going to be engineered into being able to pass through a semi truck weight station, like stuff like that. Like, yeah, right now, that's just what I was saying.
It's like, well, it's possible. It's possible, but
it's not happening.
People also said that you can't have a reusable rocket go into orbit and then come back down. Like, you just can't deny engineering.
I don't recall me thinking that. What I do know is that the roads are not going to be able to take that weight.
That's what I'm saying right now, but I'm not saying you can't deny the fact that there are amazing people who are probably working on engineering a semi-truck that the roads can hold that weight. That's all I'm saying, is, like, you can't deny the possibility of engineering. I'm not going to get into an argument with you on your own podcast. I was just saying,
no,
I don't think we should criticize literally.
It's your podcast, too.
Sometimes I feel like everybody just eats each other, and it's like, yeah, there's probably an amazing possibility. Like, let the free market do its thing. That's what we are saying. If there is a demand at some point for electric semi trucks, fantastic. Right now, it doesn't look possible, but I mean, we can't. Like, okay, it might be too heavy right now.
Okay, I agree.
So don't force it on
people.
Yeah,
that's what
right
I'm
now.
Saying.
Well, I agree.
I'm getting
you just said something. Let the free market
that's what
do
I
its thing. But this isn't the free market.
Dad,
I'm talking about.
I am critiquing the fact that you were talking as if these engineers don't already know that the truck is too heavy right now.
No, I don't know if they do. You know why? Because
it has to pass regulations.
They're
making the regulations. That's the whole problem.
If you read Elon Musk's book,
regulations.
If you read Elon Musk's book, they do not help. They're not friends with Tesla. Like, it's just the regulations that they have to jump through. It's not in their favor.
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the entire market is going to be coming from China. They are going to undercut Tesla so bad because the Chinese, okay, when the average wage is 1/10 or 1/15 of what we have in the United States. I just wanted to bring up that the free market can make the decision. But what I see going on is that it's just like with wind turbines and all this other stuff. It's just they're a blight on the land.
Yes, they are. And so are solar panels and everything. I was addressing the fact that I think that it was.
Well, it's good that people know you speak your mind. You're just not here. That's why you're here. But I have the greatest deal of admiration for Elon Musk. I absolutely love the guy, and I think he will find a way to make it work somehow or the other.
But that's what I'm saying. I think there are a lot of brilliant engineers who love engineering and love what they're doing, just like you love meteorology, and a lot of great scientists love their field. That it, unfortunately, they actually believe in what they're doing, and they're trying. And unfortunately, it's been exceedingly politicized.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but the incentive would be there. Let's say you know that no matter what you do, what you put out, people have to buy it. If you sit there and say, well, wait a minute, I got to put out a better product because it's in competition, all right? And what else drives me crazy is $7,500 rebate. Look, they're giving me money. Where the heck does that money come from? It comes from my pocket, your pocket, and everybody else's pocket that's actually working today. But what happens is if you know you have to compete, you're going to be better at doing stuff, all right?
Yeah, I think another thing, not to pivot, this is, I know that we're probably going to wrap this up soon, but I think another really harmful thing about EVs that is not addressed enough is, like, you know how you're not supposed to, like, sleep with your phone by you all the time, you shouldn't be within a Wi-Fi signal all the time. People who have lived near cell towers have a higher rate of mental illness and depression and anxiety and suicide rates. Those statistics are very interesting. Like, an EV car is no different from that. Being within that range. I think that's a really under-addressed issue with electronic vehicles and electronization.
You know what I don't understand? Why aren't we just going to just go to hybrid cars, for goodness sakes? They're half electricity, half electric, and half gas powered. It's 60 miles a gallon.
They just make up things to make people think that there's a demand for something.
I have to admit, when I used to rent cars, and I didn't like to fly, so I'd drive, I loved a Prius. I mean, I was like, because I was a known skeptic, and I actually wrote Prius, and they never wrote me back. I said, listen, I'd be glad to do a commercial for you guys, because you guys are, I like your car. I mean, and it's a smart thing to do, you know? Yep. But it costs a lot of money, too. I don't know where the money's coming from. All right. I didn't even discuss half the stuff I was going to discuss, because I always do that. And I got to get home because I'm binge-watching Elementary.
There you go.
let's just keep some open minds about things. A lot of people think I have an open mind because I needed a lobotomy. But that's another story. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy anyway.
Here.
And I think of that, everybody want to say goodbye?
See ya. So long.
See ya.
The sun has gone to bed and so must I. So long, farewell, avita zay, goodbye, and enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.